Task 1. You are going to hear 8 different extracts of book reviews from the radio. Read headings B to I carefully and listen to the recordings. In block capitals, write the letter of the heading which goes with each recording in the space provided, as in example 0. There is one extra heading which does not go with any of the recordings. Answers must be based exclusively on the information in the recording.
0.
Example.
Another newish book and absolutely wonderful. It's set in the 1990s at the end of the dot-com bubble, just as it's bursting. It's set in a failing ad agency in Chicago. One morning they go in, there's no flowers in the lobby. The next morning the staff is being fired. And what comes out is all of that pettiness, all of that nastiness, all of that infighting. And there's a great scene of people arguing over who's going to get the chair of someone who was fired, because it's one of those very expensive, ergonomically correct chairs.
1.
It's a book that takes place over maybe a period of 5 years, and it's a period in which Bob's dad dies. His mother is kind of sinking into dementia, but mostly it's a book about his love for all the animals that he and his wife have, including Birdie the rabbit, Howard the dove, Stanley Sue the gray African parrot, numerous ducks, numerous geese. It's a book that I have to say, in many of the places when I was reading this book, I was laughing so hard I could barely breathe, because the accounts are so funny.
2.
And the book is about a young woman named Flora Post who has recently been orphaned, and she has to decide which of her relatives to go live with. And she decides that she will go live with her relatives, the Stark Adders, who live on a kind of decaying farm called Cold Comfort Farm. And Flora is one of those determined young women who realizes that if she puts her mind to it, she can change everybody's life for the better. And the Stark Adders absolutely need somebody to come in and make their lives better. And Flora takes all of this assorted family and sorts them out and sets them on their way. And it's an absolute delight to read.
3.
Craig Childs is a wilderness guide and a naturalist. And this is a book that is filled with his different encounters with all sorts of animals in the wild. It's a book that I have to say, I read it in such a state of heightened anxiety, because the things that he does in search of these animals are things that most of us kind of city-bound folks would find it very, very difficult to do.
4.
And it's an absolutely perfect book for that, because it's Alan Alberg's book called Previously. Mm-hmm. And in this book, we learn what happened before the obvious event of each nursery rhyme or fairy tale.
So you mean
this,
like,
is
the three bears and things
so
like that.
So what happened before Goldilocks got to the three bears' house, how she ran into Jack and Jill, and what happened before they fell down the hill, and what happened with the frog prince. And the wonderful thing about this picture book is, as in the best picture books, I think the text and the pictures really have to be of the same spirit, and here they are.
5.
This is The Shore of Australia. And the way I would best describe The Broken Shore is that it's a great mystery with a social conscience. And when I read this, actually, Steve, I thought, if you would read a mystery, this might be one that you would very much enjoy. But the main character is a policeman named Joe Cashin, who lives in a suburb outside Melbourne. And he's on a leave of absence because of a terrible accident that's occurred in the course of duty. But a very wealthy man in his district is attacked and left for dead. And the two suspects appear to be two Aboriginal young men.
6.
This is nonfiction, and it's a fascinating story of a man named Cy Oggins, who really fell in love with Soviet communism at a young age and was betrayed by those ideals. He was an American who, he and his wife, Nirma, had such strong ideals about what communism could do for the world. They were sent, as members of the Comintern, sent to China, did spying in China, some in Europe. Then Nirma came back to the United States, and Tsai was taken to the prison camps in Siberia.
7.
But the main two characters are two policemen, a young man named Rob, who, when he was a child, was involved in this very mysterious situation where he was playing in the woods with two friends. The friends disappeared, never to be found again, and he was found late in the evening with blood in his shoes, no memory of anything that's happened. And he, his parents sent him away, went to a very posh boarding school, but decides to be a policeman, comes back to Dublin and gets a job, and then a young girl goes missing in those same woods.